This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. My gosh, I'm so happy to be back. All right, so let's talk about Dome for a minute. So there's a bunch of emails I want to get to. And yeah, we're going to get to this assassinations. I'm sure if you're watching the news at all, it's all kicking off over there in Israel. WW3, little things like that. We'll get to that in a minute, but people are beginning to notice something about Dome and her campaign. She's not giving press conferences. She's acting as if she's the acting president when she's not. She's acting as if she's the nominee and she's not. That's not until the convention. She's not the nominee. She's not the president. And she's not answering questions. Here's a headline right here from Breitbart. Kamala, hiding Kamala. No press conferences 10 days after announcing presidential run. She even got up today, gave some little stupid statement. The audio is awful, so I'm not going to play it for you. And media started shouting questions. She gave a statement. She turned around and walked away. Why? Well, let me explain. You know how I talk about communists and how they only understand fear and pain and how you have to deal with communists firmly? You cannot live and let live with them. You cannot coexist with communists. You must run them out of your society, run them out of positions of power. And when you encounter them, you must deal with them severely. For instance, you get to one of these climate nut job commies, gluing themselves to paintings and things like that. You have to throw that person in prison for 10 years, a decade. Automatic prison sentence, mandatory minimum, gone, 10 years. You have to lock him in a cage. Otherwise, other communists like him, they won't stop. They have to be dealt with severely, fear and pain. The local communist on your school board, you can't coexist with him. You can't logically speak to him. You can't reason with him or her. Oftentimes it's a her. Most of the time it's a her on the school board. You must take that person's power away from them. You have to run against them, work hard, endure the viciousness, and take their power from them. You have to make an enemy. Communists only understand fear and pain. And what happens if you don't? Well, you have to understand how the communist thinks. The communist, remember, at his heart, he is a revolutionary. He is a guerrilla fighting revolutionary. Every communist revolution is fought in its beginning by people out of power trying to bounce the people in power. That's how every communist revolution is fought. He fights as if he's a guerrilla fighter. He's an outsider. Therefore, he's always, always, always probing. He is probing. What does that mean, probing? If I have a camp, let's say, I'm in Khe Sanh, Vietnam, one of the most famous battles of Vietnam, Khe Sanh. What happened a lot at Khe Sanh? Probing, meaning enemy sappers, enemy infiltrators. What do? They try at different locations and they try different times of day to get up to the lines, to get through the lines. So they'll pick the northwest corner of the camp. Let's try at midnight. What we're going to do is we're going to send 10 guys at the northwest corner of the camp. We'll try to get in there and kill all those Marines. And the 10 guys you're crawling in with, three of them get blown up by the landmines we put out there. A couple get caught on the barbed wire. Another couple more get mowed down by a machine gun nest. Was looking. Okay, what was that? A failure? No, not a failure. They were probing, and they found out if you're going to probe, if you're going to attack this camp, you don't go into the northwest corner. Okay, discount that. Northwest corner aside. Let's try the southeast corner at 9 a.m. tomorrow. You see what I mean? That's called probing. Probing defenses. What works? What doesn't work? The communist is constantly probing, seeing what he can get away with, seeing soft spots, looking for soft spots, I should say, weak spots in your defenses. And the communists just did this for 3.5 years. They elected Joe Biden as president of the United States of America. He's not a functional adult. He can't think on his feet anymore. He can't complete sentences. And for 3.5 years, they wanted to see, hey, what if... What if we just never gave press conferences with Joe? You realize he never did them? Ever? And when he would randomly sprinkle one in, it was completely scripted and he was too mentally gone to cover it up. Remember, he'd pull up the sheets. Hold on, let me look here. I'm reading this and they told me to call on Amber Johnson with CNN. That's what it says to me here. All scripted? He just never gave them. He just hid. They just tucked him in with his blankie at about 3 p.m. As soon as his mind melted into goo, they tucked him into bed and they sent Corinne Diversity Hire out there and they wanted to see, hey, we know the media is in the tank for us, but what if we just never answered any of their questions? What will they do? And for 3.5 years, the media went along with it. The media allowed them to get away with it. The only time the media ever brought this up with any degree of seriousness is when they decided with the system that they wanted Joe Biden to no longer be the nominee. That was the first and only time they started demanding press conferences. He needs to answer questions. Why is the president hiding from us? This isn't right. Well, now... that's the new model going forward if you're Democrats. If you're a Democrat right now, what do you know? You know that you're going to raise a ton of money for this presidential campaign. They're going to raise a ton of money. There's all kinds of billionaire commies out there. You're going to raise a ton of money. You know you're going to be able to run ads, social media. You know also that your candidate is awful. This is something Democrats know, Republicans know. Everyone knows Dome is awful. I mean, come on.
And you are. 2020, and we're gonna do it again in 2024.
And we're gonna do it again in 2024. I'm in Atlanta. Let's get some biscuits, baby. She's an awful candidate. Everyone hates her. Republicans hate her, Democrats hate her, men hate her, women hate her. Nobody likes Dome. Nobody does. So you know you have a terrible candidate. Well, what's the smart strategy? If you were just taught by the media that you could get away with hiding whoever the candidate is, why wouldn't you just hide her? Just make sure she never has to answer a question. Go let her sit down for softball. Give me interviews. Never make her get in front of the press and have to field random questions. This reporter, that reporter, that reporter. Just hide her. And communists, after all that probing the lines, they figured out the media would allow them to get away with it. You see, that's the difference. Donald Trump goes and sits down at this Association of Black Journalists, and this is what he gets.
You have told 4 congresswomen of color who were American citizens to go back to where they came from. You have used words like animal and rabbit to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. So my question, sir.
I'll let her continue. I love the premise. It is something to listen to how you just can't insult black people ever to these people. If you're black for this woman, you're immune from any and all criticism at all times. How embarrassing is that? What an embarrassing way to think.
Now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
All right, I'm going to pause for a moment. Obviously, it's a garbage question. This, though, this was an outstanding answer.
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner, a first question. You don't even say, hello, how are you? I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country. I think it's a very rude introduction. I don't know exactly why you would do something like that. And let me go a step further. I was invited here, and I was told my opponent, whether it was Biden or Kamala, I was told my opponent was going to be here. It turned out my opponent isn't here. You invited me under false pretense. And then you were half an hour late, just so we understand. They couldn't get their equipment working or something
Mr.
was
President,
wrong.
I would love I think if you it's can a answer very the question. Nasty.
I love that he's just completely blasting away at her, and she can't take it. She can't even shut her freaking mouth for 30 seconds. She can't help
it. Wow.
I have answered the question.
Trust you with another
I have
years.
Been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln.
Better
That's
than,
my answer.
Better than President Johnson.
That's my
that is how you answer that question. Now, as far as going into that environment, well, we can talk about that really quickly. We'll do that. Some emails. We're going to talk about assassinations and Taco Bell. Before we get to that, I want to get to... we talked earlier about the 9/11 mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and these other dirtballs who are now getting plea deals and not going to get the death penalty. And I understand, I can tell from the emails that that is creating a lot of emotions in a lot of people, and I understand. But remember, there is a lot of good that managed to come from that horrible, horrible dark day. And we shouldn't forget about that. With the amount of people who have started to care more about our first responders and their families they leave behind, the number of people who have started to care and be more aware of Gold Star families they leave behind because of things that happened since then, that's one of the bright spots in a really, really horrible thing. Tunnel to Towers, let's remember them. Tunnel to Towers is the one making sure these widows and orphans are cared for, including fallen first responder families, you know, it's firefighter families, cop families. Your $11 a month is what helps these people. Go look up Tunnel to Towers. Look at their charity rating. Look what they do with your money. Go to T2T.org. $11 a month. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
I should have been an assassin. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris, did you see how you people blew up this guy in Iran? I didn't mean... I know you're not Israeli. Anyway, here's what happened. The Israelis are... They're killing everybody. They're assassinating their enemies. Hezbollah, a few days ago, launched a rocket, killed a bunch of freaking kids. Freaking kids, man. So sad. Killed a bunch of Israeli kids. Well, the Israelis don't exactly take that crap lying down, so they started assassinating people. And this is it's just too cool. I can't wrap my mind around how cool this is. One of the Hamas dudes, he was in Tehran. He was in Iran. He was in a compound. A protected compound. Apparently, months ago, some workers showed up at this guy's home. One of the workers is an undercover Israeli spy. The spy leaves a bomb in the dude's bedroom, hides a bomb in the dude's bedroom, which just stays in there for months. I'm just dying to know. I have to know where it was. One day, they're going to write a book or it's going to be revealed. Was it in the alarm clock? Maybe not, because people don't really use alarm clocks anymore. A lot of people don't. What did you say, Chris? What? Chris said it had to be bigger than that. No, listen to me. It doesn't take very much, Tanner. You know what? We don't need to talk about that on the air. It wouldn't need to be that big if you knew he was right. Anyway, was it in the alarm clock? Did they put it in the ceiling fan? In his bed. I would guess it had to be somewhere in the vicinity of the bed. Who knows? But either way, the dude is just sleeping on it or close to it for months. And then they launch this attack and beep, beep, boom, just blow the dude up. And I realized that as we speak, rockets are being launched from Lebanon into Israel, and we may very well be on the cusp of World War III and the apocalypse and Jesus returning. I understand all of these things, but still, that's really freaking cool, isn't it? That's amazing. That's amazing. You know what else is cool? I think it's cool, I should say. I have mixed emotions about it. We'll get back to politics in the emails in just a moment. A major change is coming to Taco Bell's drive-thrus. They're going to start putting AI, artificial intelligence, as part of the drive-thru. And initially, I read that headline, and I liked it because, let's be honest, Taco Bell, while being delicious, the employees are all morons. For the most part, if you go into Taco Bell, you're not at Chick-fil-A. You're in Taco Bell, and you know it right away. I don't know that I've ever ordered Taco Bell from someone who wasn't high. It's where you're at when you're in Taco Bell. And it is frustrating when they forget my gordita or something like that. But isn't that part of the adventure, part of the experience of going to Taco Bell? It's like going to Mexico. I know I'm going to get some good food, but isn't the danger of even drinking the water, doesn't it add a little something to the trip? I say it does. If Taco Bell starts to get my order right every single time because they computerize it, doesn't that take something away from it? I feel like it does. Chris, you there's got to be some kosher stuff at Taco Bell. You like Taco Bell. Doesn't it take something away from it? I think it does. A little bit. See, Chris agrees. Potty mouth Jesse. What? He said, I've been listening to your show since 2020. I haven't missed an episode. Occasionally, I'll hear you catch yourself mid-sentence before you say a naughty word on the air. Do you ever let the marine mouse slip? And if so, how do you cover it up? No. And I really do not. I take that back. I strive not to. I don't want to be a liar. I strive to not speak like that in my personal life as well. I do not succeed, but I strive to keep it. You know, you really shouldn't speak like a potty mouth. You really freaking shouldn't. So I strive to not do that. I've never once, Chris, have I ever done that on the air? Chris backed me up on that. I've never once done it on the air. They've never had to dump it or anything like that. But that's mainly because I don't do it a ton in my personal life. Especially when I get fired up, it may occasionally almost come out, but just like at the house, especially when I'm around my boys, one of the main reasons I don't is I don't want my boys speaking that way. When I'm around my boys, I don't. Now, that said, I wish this was different, and I'm not proud of what I'm about to say. I'm really not proud of it. When I hurt myself, I do. I can control myself, and almost every other time when I stub my toe, bang my head, remember when I burnt my fingers a couple weeks ago? I still don't have feeling in my middle finger, I should note. Remember when I burnt my fingers a couple weeks ago? Both my sons were right there when I grabbed the outside of that deep fryer that I didn't know was on, and I scalded my hand. I still just now got rid of the blister. They grew up that day. They grew up a lot that day. And I get so embarrassed afterwards because I know what a terrible example that is. All right, let's talk about the Biden presidency. What's happening in Venezuela? Young men falling for older women. And some emails. Before we do any of that, let's talk about your phone. You know, let's talk about your morals, your values. We talk about culture all the time. Culture, culture this, culture that. Well, what is culture? What your society incentivizes versus what it disincentivizes. That's all culture is. So who do you pay every month for your cell phone service? Because the corporation you pay for your mobile service, they are taking part in this culture. And if you pay Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, you're paying for the dirty, commie, left-wing filth that you see in the streets every single day, no matter what it is, Black Lives Matter, Planned Parenthood, all that crap. At Pure Talk, you pay for patriotism, taking care of veterans. And when I say taking care of them, I don't mean handing them a t-shirt. Pure Talk is deep involved with bringing veterans back into the world, jobs, healthcare, getting them back on their feet so we stop losing them. Their CEO is a veteran, and you pay less for the same 5G network? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, wishing everybody a very, very merry on a Thursday. And of course, I'm so happy to be back here. Wanted to go over just a couple quick things. First, this was that Sonny Huston chick on The View.
And I think when I'm a biracial person, right? Mm-hmm. I have a black father and a white mother.
Mm-hmm.
And the KKK is going to find me and round me up with every other black person. And so I think this is my lived experience and it's her lived experience. And I think to question someone's racial identity.
Especially him.
The KKK is going to find me and round me up with every other black person. I've talked about this before. I'm just going to speak about it briefly. I went to a comedy show one time with Aub, with my wife. And it was one of these hilarious black comedians, one of the kings of comedy. And he starts his joke, you know, they get serious about something beforehand. He starts one of his jokes by talking in a very serious manner. He's dead serious about how there was a coming race war where the white people were going to attack all the black people in America. And of course, that's insane, right? It's insane. But when you start listening to that, you think to yourself, at least I did as I was sitting there listening to it, what are the influences in this person's life where he believes that? Who do you listen to? Who do you watch? What are your influences that have led you to believe that's something that's anywhere in the realm of possibility or something that might happen out there? And it occurs to me, this really isn't about her or him or black people or white people or anything else. This is more about the people who live their lives entirely in a world of make-believe. They are insane. By any definition of the word, they are insane because they believe without a doubt things that have not even the tiniest bit of truth in them at all. And that is so freaking sad. And what makes me angry is people like this Sunny woman, they like that and they try to keep that up. They try to ensure that other people live in that world of make-believe. And that is so freaking sick and wrong. It's wild to me. I got a kick out of this one. Biden privately weighs how to use the time left in his presidency. This is from the Washington Post. Now they're pretending like Joe Biden's a functional adult again, as if this human being is sitting around having deep thoughts about his legacy or doing right for America in the final months. Joe Biden's not even there. Joe Biden's, they're practically holding his hand to sign anything he needs to be signed at this time. Headline, more younger men find themselves falling for older women and vice versa. More young women are finding themselves falling for older men. Well, look, I'm not here to point fingers at anybody or anything like that, but I will say the only thing I find sad about that, honestly, you date whoever you want to date, you're into whatever you're into. The only thing I find sad about that is if you dig into it, it's the reasons for it. It's because young people are having such a difficult time, and older people, actually, this isn't unique to young people. People are having such a difficult time finding a suitable mate in their age group that now they will leave their age group. If you dig into this or you dig into any of these studies or talk to any of these people, if you're some older dude, let's say you're my age, 43, and you want to date 23-year-olds, certainly not my thing. If Bob ever runs out on me, you can lose my number if you're a 23-year-old because I think you're way too annoying. But if you're one of these dudes who likes that, you're into that, I understand. Because that means you've run into nothing but a bunch of hags and harpies who are your age. And you're looking for somebody younger who just wants to be nice, to be around and treat you nice. And I get it. And if you're a young lady and you're looking for old dudes like me, I get it because I am so attractive. No, I'm kidding. If you're a young lady and you're looking for old dudes, I get it. young men today, so many of them are so listless and lost and demoralized and uninspiring, and not to mention how many of them are so incredibly feminine. My feelings, I respect my spaces, my mental health. I mean, who wants to date that? That's freaking horrible. It honestly, the idea of a young person dating an older person or marrying one doesn't bother me at all. Again, you're into whatever you're into. I don't care. But the reasons they're doing it, I just think it's really sad how our young people are racing, young men and young women, they're racing in opposite directions, and it's making it very, very difficult to find a mate. And that brings me to this, and this is probably going to offend some people, but you remember they did that white women for Kamala Harris, the really, really cringy thing, but this was part of it.
Ariel Fodor, affectionately known as Mrs. Frazzle to her combined audience of over 1.5 million followers, is here to help gentle parent us through this election.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. I am so honored to speak today. I am like shaking to just be among such incredible company. We are here.
Gosh, they all talk like this too.
Here, because as if you were here earlier, you've heard BIPOC women have tapped us in as white women to step up, listen, and get involved this election season. This is a really important time, and we all need to use our voices and influence for the greater good.
Oh my gosh, I can't take it anymore. So I'm going to say something, and actually I'm going to talk to the men here. Ladies, it applies to you as well, but I see this happen more often with men, and you should know I have had this very frank conversation with my sons, including this morning at breakfast. I had it again. Hear me out. If you are a young man, I don't care how hot she is, don't you ever marry some commie witch. She will destroy you. She will destroy your happiness. She will break you away from your friends and your family. You will find yourself estranged from everyone who genuinely cares about you, and your life will be miserable. I could tell you story after story after story sitting in this stack of emails, things people have sent to me. Jesse, I married one. I'm paying for it. Jesse, my son married one. He won't speak to us anymore. Jesse, it's a laundry list of heartbreaking stories. Jesse, my brother and I were so close. He married one. I haven't spoken to him in 5 years. Jesse, gentlemen and ladies, it applies to you too, but it happens less often to you because dudes tend to be on the right and women tend to be on the left. Gentlemen, I don't care how hot she is. You want to date her for a couple weeks and smooch with her at Red Lobster? That's totally your business. Don't you ever, ever, ever unequally yoke yourself and put the ring on the finger of one of these commie witches, or the rest of your life will be miserable and horrible. Don't do it, gentlemen. Be strong enough, be brave enough, be man enough to say, no, I'm walking away. Or tell her, no, you're going to make changes or I'm gone. I don't conform to you. You better be man enough to do that. And that's not me being mean. I know I'm going to get all kinds of hate mail, and I don't give a crap about that. Take your hate mail and shove it. You fellas be strong enough. This is Daddy Jesse trying to help you. I'm trying to save you from a life of misery. And ladies, it does apply to you too in a smaller sense. If you're one of the anti-communist dimes who listen to this show and you have some little fruitcake you're trying to get to marry you, do yourself a favor and dump him off at Starbucks and go to the gun range and find a real man. All right? Make your life easier and better. All right. We'll talk about World War III. We'll do some emails, Venezuela, do as much as we can possibly cram into. Before we do that, I want you to cram some rough greens into your dog. Actually, you don't have to cram anything. You probably just pour the rough greens on your dog's food because they love it. You see, dog food is dead food. Dog food is dead food. There is no nutrition in dog food. When we give our dogs dog food, it's just empty calories. Our dogs in America, they have dull coats when they shouldn't. They have bad breath when they shouldn't. They get lethargic when they shouldn't be. They're at the vet when they shouldn't be. They die when they shouldn't die because they don't get nutrition. Just the same way you would if you never got nutrition. So start giving them nutrition. You don't have to change out the food. Pour rough greens on your dog's food. all natural, nutritional supplement. My dog used to have digestive problems after every meal. It's freaking gross. Now, never. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I cannot wait to come back and join you again tomorrow on a Friday. And again, I just want to calm your fears. I know it was the July from hell. I know it was the travel month where I had a million things going on. All that is over. There is nothing on the horizon. Chris, am I wrong? For months, there's nothing. Yeah, Chris said Thanksgiving. Yeah, but Thanksgiving is hopefully, you never know what's going to come up. Hopefully the last time I won't be here or the next time I won't be here. So I am here. It is you and me. We're in this for the election cycle now, baby. You ready? Also, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Email your questions in right now. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. In fact, let's get to a couple of these before we do headlines and such. Oracle. You need to resurrect the hottest women of Congress to counteract Clay and Buck, who today were discussing the best-looking male politician. Okay, I didn't know that Clay and Buck were discussing the best-looking politicians who were dudes today, but I need to explain something to everyone, to you. Clay and Buck, they are my friends. We are actually personal friends. We talk outside of this. We just did dinner actually a couple times in Florida when I was there for the suit things. And we hung out at the convention. When I wasn't there, I was hanging out with them. They're my personal friends. So I just want to say they love who they love. Jesse, I'm getting involved for the first time ever here in elections. My state rep district has a commie that ran unopposed, so on and so forth. I ran into him at a meeting. He said he's got an anti-communist running. I ran into him he was meeting everyone in the neighborhood. I gave him my copy of the anti-communist manifesto available at jessekellybook.com. He read the entire book. He can't stop talking about it. And now he's buying more copies to hand out to people he meets. I've donated to his campaign. I'm even getting involved in door knocking and phone calls trying to turn this tide. Not too bad for a guy who works for one of those major tech companies as a software engineer. And he asked me not to read his name, and I will not. I only read this because this is the story of a man getting involved. He had enough. He decided he was going to get involved. Your state legislature will have more to do with your life than United States Congress. City council, state rep, state senate, school board. Get involved. Legal and local. Become an activist in any way. Run for office. Support those who do. Get involved locally. We are in the business, you and me now, we are in the business of fortifying our communities. Fortifying our communities, our towns, and our states. Will America be saved? I don't know. Maybe America will be saved in the end. And if your community is fortified, you'll have it even better off. Maybe America's just going to absolutely just crater into the side of a mountain. Maybe it's over. Maybe it's all is lost. But if you spend your time fortifying your community now, if that happens, and if we do come a part of the seams, you will be infinitely better off than the person who doesn't fortify their community. The future is community, family, and community, and cities. I know we're all obsessed with the presidential election right now. That's human nature. It happens all the time, and I'm not dismissive of that. It is a really important election. We don't need Dome in there. Can you imagine 4 years of this? I can't do it. But your community is more important. The future is community. Dear Oracle, it has long occurred to me that the viciousness with which those on the left have attacked Donald Trump may be because they feel jilted. For many years living and working in New York City, Trump spent his time associating with Democrats, now communists. I imagine Democrats feel betrayed that Trump ran for president as a Republican. Okay, that's not a ridiculous theory at all. That's not a crazy theory, but it's not that. Remember, the opposition to Trump has very, not, I won't say nothing to do with Trump. It doesn't have as much to do with Trump as you think it does. Trump's style, it does bother them, his more combative style. Trump's position on foreign policy, I will always believe that's their biggest axe to grind with him, because the one thing all the leaders of the West have decided on, it's that foreigners are more important than their own citizens. Foreign wars are more important than their own citizens, and Trump opposes that. His thoughts on immigration bothers them as well. But in the end, it really doesn't have anything to do with Trump. Most of it doesn't have to do with Trump. In the end, the communist creates symbols like we talk about. Symbols that they demand their people worship. Symbols they demand their people hate. Whoever is trying to oppose them or slow them down or hamper them in any way, doesn't matter who it is. Mitt Romney, Trump, Bush, whoever the next guy is, they will all be made out to be the second coming of Adolf Hitler, because that is what motivates their base to work, to get to the polls, to vote, to do these things. That's how they will treat all opposition. And no matter who the next guy is, it will be worse than Trump. Trump was worse, treated worse than Bush. The next guy will be treated worse than Trump, because the communist monster only grows. Now, maybe that freaks you out. Maybe that scares you. That's fine. You still need a good night's sleep with your queen size MyPillow that's on sale right now for $19.98. Did you realize that? For a limited time, queen size premium MyPillows, $19.98 with the promo code Jesse. And this one's near and dear to my heart because I have one and it's just like the greatest thing ever. Mattress toppers. You don't have to go drop $2,000 on a new mattress. Right now, MyPillow has their mattress toppers as low as $69.98, depending on which one you pick. Oh my gosh. It's like buying a new mattress that just holds you at night. Go take advantage of that as well. Premium queen size MyPillows, mattress toppers, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square. Use the promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544.
And now,
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Iran's leader orders attack on Israel for Hananiah killing. I probably said that wrong, officials say. Yes, obviously you've seen tonight the rockets are being shot into Israel from Lebanon. And are we on the cusp of World War III? I don't know, but now is the time to pray for sure, because this is one of those things that can really snowball into something bigger. Maduro urges Venezuelans to report protesters who question his reelection. Could you imagine living in some sort of dirty communist country where they will steal an election and then use their power to attack anyone who questions the validity of the election? Just imagine if we ever lived in a country like that. Powell says September rate cut on the table if inflation data continues to cool. Every single one of these reports means nothing because they all say the same thing. Well, I think we might have a rate cut, or maybe not at all, or maybe they'll increase. I don't really know. They never say anything at all. I said way too much, so I don't get to do very many headlines, but I will be back tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I missed you too. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.